Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My voice was locking up on me. I had to pray, man. Thank you, Lord.
Be okay. He changed.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you.
got no children. But what God give me, I.
Amen.
Amen. Bless these people.
Amen.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
Amen. He's one to chop these blades.
Amen.
He's one to give me all these songs.
All right.
I'm going to sing one of them tonight.
Amen.
This evening, afternoon, whatever it is.
Bless you, Lord.
John was called away,
uh-huh.
And he began to see the things to be revealed in this our day. Saw the mighty angel condescending, bringing forth the great eagle shout that will open up the blinded eyes and dispel all sin and doubt. He has brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. I walk no more where I walked before, since the Savior gave me sight. I'm in a brand new dimension, where the way is clear and bright. Since he brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. While the world is focused on the things these carnal eyes can see, my eyes are on the veil into eternity. Dwelling in the kingdom that the carnal mind cannot attain. And from glory unto glory, it'll bring forth a body change.
Hallelujah.
Paul told us all to be content with the things that we possess.
Yeah.
first the kingdom of God and his righteousness today. For what's yours and mine, just a moment of time, can all be taken away. We can learn to count our blessings, for God has blessed us so. We're blessed within, we're blessed without, wherever that we go. But a life filled with complaining, it's short to vex the Lord. And we just might find in a short time that God's dried up our gourd.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. A life filled with complaining, short to vex the Lord. I'm just right at home, and I write my mind. Amen. As to where I had seen Brother Nate Moore. And I wonder, where in the world? He looks really, like I've seen him before. And all of a sudden it dawned on me. It's when the morning stars sang together and sang, sons of God shouted for joy. God's good.
Amen.
I never could preach in a straight jacket. Praise the Lord. Now listen. Oh, how God has brought these things into this ministry.
Right,
Brother Toomey, I thought, man, everything was just in line. Ain't that something?
Yes, sir. It's perfect.
That's God.
Yes, sir.
That's God.
Yes.
But Nate was talking about redemption for the cross and what we've been brought back to.
Yeah.
Here comes Brother Hunt. He tells you, called Brother Charlie. He was telling you the opening of the seal
right.
Has been opened.
Right.
And whether you believe it or not, you are the seventh seal.
Right.
That's it. Amen.
I said you are
the seventh
seal. Because who is the seventh seal? It's Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
People are looking for him to come flying down through the air. The way he's coming like it.
Amen.
He's not even promised us as a man with nail scars.
That's right. That's
right.
Right.
Come on now.
Amen.
Amen.
No, we accept him by faith.
That's right.
Brother Hunt told you that when he comes and reveals himself, said, where do you get your wounds? At the house of my friend.
That's right.
144,000. Now that's God's remnant out of Israel.
Right.
Right? Okay. Now look. All these things. Look at Israel. Look at how they're compassed about with armies. Look at all these things that's happening.
Right.
Never before has it been like this.
Amen.
It's showing you that every demon in hell, is on the bride of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And what is it to do? It's to keep you from realizing who
that's
you
right.
are.
Yes. That's it. That's it.
Listen
exactly.
Now. It's to squeeze you. And press you out of everything that ain't like God. That you could be revealed in this our day, Jesus Christ again, the Word made flesh.
Amen.
The Word made flesh. Everybody focuses on what happened back then, but like these two brethren said, what a resurrection that was back there.
Right.
They were quoting what God's prophet said, but he said, what a resurrection this is. It's his. It's a right now God. A God of the past can help me.
Come on.
A God of the future can help me. I need a right now God.
Yes.
And I got a right now God.
Preach it.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm part of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And you are too.
Yes.
God's never lift himself without a voice.
Oh,
he's never lift himself without a tabernacle. You are God's hands.
Yes.
You are God's feet.
Yes.
You're God's mouth.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Everything that speaks of Jesus Christ speaks of you.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
gonna be is.
Is.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You know, Brother Hunt was talking there, and I believe it was 2013. The Lord spoke to me. I was in ministry, Brother Nate, down at the church. And all of a sudden, God spoke to me, and he said, this is your jubilee.
Right.
2013.
Right.
At first, the preachers, they kind of come against me over that. Said something must, I agree something happened. But I know what God spoke to my heart.
Right.
And he said, this is your jubilee.
Yeah.
You count from 2013 back to where the mighty angel comes down with the open book in his hand.
That's right.
What is it?
Yeah.
Seven Sabbaths has done passed.
Amen.
And wow, that's our jubilee.
Amen.
50 years exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, at the same time, remember Brother Hunt's message? You remember what Brother Branham said? Modern events made clear by prophecy.
Yeah,
you remember what he said? It was 2013. You remember Brother Branham said, watch Russia.
Yeah,
he didn't say Soviet Union.
Right,
he
right,
said,
right.
Watch Russia.
Right.
When she goes down into the valley of Jehoshaphat after the oil. Guess when she done that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 2013.
Yeah.
And Brother Branham said, everything, these things is going to be happening. One right after him.
Right.
One judgment right after him.
Right.
Yep. One judgment. Every time America looks like she gets her head up, boom.
Right.
You didn't realize it, but the ship had hit that bridge here the other day.
Yeah.
That tossed it right there. Right
talking
there.
Right.
Billions and billions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Until they get the bridge fixed back out.
Right.
And they might not ever get the bridge built.
Right.
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 We're just that close to the
wow.
end. End of all things. And like the brother said the other night, what God is waiting on, he's waiting on every member of his body to get in their position.
Exactly.
And
amen.
To know their position.
Amen.
And to work in their position.
Amen.
And he also said Joel 2 is a bride of Jesus Christ.
Right.
He also went to Revelation 12, said that's the bride of Jesus Christ. He said one is for natural Israel, remember?
Yes, sir.
Israel's a timepiece,
right?
Right? And he said the other is the manifested sons and daughters of God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Right.
Yes, sir.
That's what he said. Remember, woman clothed with the sun. And the moon, which is the type of the law. You're no longer the reflection of the light.
No, sir.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Listen to me.
Yeah,
you're no longer the reflection of the light.
Amen.
You are the light of God.
Amen.
You are the light.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Take your light, a city set upon the hill. You are the city of the living God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You are the fulfillment of Revelation 21.
Amen.
You notice? This was given to her. Said, come with me. I'll show you the Lamb's wife.
Right. Yeah.
The bride. He carried me away in the spirit.
Right.
And the prophet of God said, until you get in the spirit, you ain't going to get nothing.
All
right.
That's right.
Everybody's looking for head knowledge. But that won't produce the life.
Amen.
You remember he said the third pole cannot be impersonated.
Exactly right.
That's Christ himself.
Amen. That's
Christ revealed to the world. What's this world waiting on? All the shaking, all these things, earthquakes and tidal waves and all that. It's in her birth pains. But it's waiting for the manifestation
say it,
of true sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
Amen. This is the hour.
It's
coming. It's here.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right?
Amen. Yes, sir.
My sermon tonight is the unveiling of the throne of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
If you're looking for it, way out yonder somewhere.
Yeah, come on.
If you're looking for a mansion way out somewhere, somewhere, this is the future home.
Right.
Of the heavenly bridegroom.
Yes.
And earthly bride.
Say it.
She's got to get a baptism of fire.
Yes, sir.
To make it a place that's worthy that's right. of his bride.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Now let me say before I get started, you say you're all spiritual. You don't believe in nothing natural. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I do believe the physical return
yes.
of
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
That's,
yeah.
right.
That's right. Yes.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says we go to meet him in the air.
That's right.
Amen. Right? Amen.
He comes.
Yeah.
He's making up his jewels right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he comes to take away.
That's right.
A waiting bride. Yes, yeah. sir. Literally.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
And we'll have a body, brother.
That's right.
Like the boy, that good. That's what I'm looking for.
Yes.
I'm looking for the body change.
Amen.
But you got to feed word on word on word on
Amen.
Word.
Amen.
You got to have a spirit that says, yea, Lord.
Yes.
Every promise in the word to the believer is yea and amen.
Amen.
There's no doubt in that.
No.
There's no, I don't believe that.
No.
No, you just believe it.
Amen.
Then once you believe, you see the invincible made visible.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's where we're at.
Amen.
Amen. Right. I do believe there will literally be a city push up out of the earth.
Uh-huh.
She'll be right over there where Israel stands right now.
Right.
Jerusalem.
Amen.
Remember, they challenged the prophet of God and said, why is the Mediterranean Sea over there? He said, one of these days ain't going to be no sea.
That's right.
He said, there'll be plenty of room when the Mediterranean's dried up. There'll be plenty of room for that 1,500 miles wide.
Yeah.
1,500 miles
That's right.
You know what he talked it with? Jeffersonville.
Yeah.
When the word of God was preached there in the tabernacle, he said, go out west, you go east, you go north, you go south. He said, they're all gathering around Jeffersonville. Because that's where the light was went forth from.
Right.
See?
Right.
See? You see the spiritual side.
Right.
All right? Yeah. Yes, I do believe. I do believe in it. Yes, I do believe there'll be a 1,000-year reign. Natural.
Yes.
Natural on this earth.
Yeah.
Because the prophet of God said, that's just your honeymoon.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. That's just the honeymoon.
Amen.
That's only the beginning.
Amen.
Do you remember when he taught him about the Spirit said, this is the Lamb's wife? The bride, the Lamb's wife?
Yeah.
Notice he said, she was clear as crystal.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
I wonder about people around this message. I don't even call it the message, I call it the revelation of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Amen.
That's what it is.
And you either got it or you don't.
That's right.
Amen.
And
Amen.
You
Amen.
Say, oh, this is muddy to me.
Glory.
Who was it? Since you threw a glass dart, but who was it? Did you say that, brother? Huh? Who said that?
Brother Moore.
It was last night. Brother Moore, you're the one. Yeah. And now he said, one of these days we're going to be seeing face to face.
Amen.
Who am I looking at?
Yes. Mom.
Amen.
Open worlds as well.
I asked you a question.
Amen.
Who am I looking at?
Come on.
Amen.
Her light now is as a jasper stone.
Right.
Do you remember in the high priest's breastplate that he wore the stone?
Oh, yeah.
It started with the jasper stone and it ended with a sardius.
Right. Yeah.
But in this message, this revelation that God is saying, there is no into it.
Amen.
Amen. It's a brand new day for you.
Yes.
Amen.
It's been there all the time.
Amen.
You were in him all the time. You just didn't realize it. But you were his thoughts back there before there was ever a world. Amen.
Amen.
But his thoughts are now being made manifest.
Yes.
Yes, at your position, at your place,
is
to manifest Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
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 There's no ending in it.
No.
Amen.
You're just the amen of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
You know what that means, don't you?
Yeah. So be it. So be it.
Can I say something in the Word? Oh, well, I don't want to get preaching before I get preaching. I do that.
Yeah.
Got a bad habit doing that. Mine, it's just thoughts are just coming. But let's read some scripture, okay?
Okay. Amen.
You know, Brother Hunter, I'm like you. I say, oh, don't want to leave my notes. Oh, God, help me. I brought my Bible, and I said, where's my notebook? And here it was. And I said, well, but you know what? I can preach to you without this.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Because it's a part of me now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Pardon me. That's now.
Right.
I'm just as eternal as God is.
Oh,
yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, Brother Brandon, with Jesus Christ. If he is Jesus Christ, you're Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen.
And he was.
Amen.
Yes.
And he was. He revealed that part. Didn't
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. What was that? The ministry of type of? It's the type of the wave sheep.
Yes.
It's waved over the people. There's a crop coming right behind it.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Just like that.
Yeah.
You know we're at that place. Where was Ruth laying at?
Yeah.
She's laying at the feet.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
A Boaz. Yes, sir. Harvest was over with.
That's right.
Right. Oh, my.
Woo. But God had something for her to glean.
Yeah.
Right.
Somebody
right.
said, oh, it's just a little bit. No, it was handfuls.
Amen.
On purpose. I believe you said the other night,
yeah.
God's only going to give you what you can receive.
Right.
So you see what he's giving him. But handfuls, that's a lot. That's a lot. He said, leave her handfuls on purpose. So you're in the gleaning time. Just be him. And someone will get salty. And they'll want what you got. And Jack said, I want what Jack's got.
Amen.
Change Jack.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right. Everybody said we want what Jack's got.
Uh-huh.
Oh God. If any can walk in without the revelation of this hour, he can walk into his church and say, Jesus, Jesus, and said it with such love and humility, sinners fell on their knees and give their life to God in his church, in his mission. He's just walking up the aisle saying, Jesus.
Right.
You know what? You know what? Smith Wigglesworth said. Smith Wigglesworth said, all that I can live in the day. All I can live in the day. I wish I could live in the day. No, it's Charles Spurgeon. I'm sorry. Said, I wish I could live in the day when the mighty angel comes down from heaven.
My.
And he said, but God told
him awesome,
you can't live in that day.
Right.
He said, they said, Brother Spurgeon, what will happen there?
Mm-hmm.
He said the whole canon of Revelation
Amen.
Would be made
known. Canon. Right.
Yes, sir.
Now we're living below our privileges. They desire to see the day, and people just goes on nonchalant.
Right.
And we beg them to come to church.
Right. Amen.
We try to bribe them. I'll go to your church if you go to mine. Stuff like that. You need to stop that stuff. I said you need to stop that stuff. You won't win nobody like that. But when the word is made flesh and they know
that's
there's
right.
a difference in you. And God always vindicates his word with signs, wonders, and miracles.
Right.
It's happening all the time. People are getting healed of cancer and everything else. It ain't James Sparks. It's the word. It's the word.
Amen.
Listen, they went from house to house, not gossiping.
That's right.
Brother Branham said this church is not going out with any less power than the early church.
Amen.
They went from house to house, baking bread. That wasn't Betsy Ross Colonial and all that.
No.
No, they were breaking the bread of the Word of God. Because you remember, how was Jesus made known? After the resurrection, how was he made known? By the breaking of the bread. We don't know him as a man of nail scars. But we know him because of the voice that's been given. And we know him by the breaking of the bread. And praise God. Just break it some more, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's fulfilling. Amen. John 14.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Man, I still ain't read the scripture. Forgive me. See? Hey.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's go to the book of Revelation.
All right. Amen.
Brother Charlie got on this last night. Y'all forgive me for you beating my sock and run off without my hanky. It works.
Amen.
Come on, say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, say he is here.
He's here.
He's here.
He's here. He's
here. He's good too, ain't he?
Yes, sir.
He's a real servant.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for it. Okay, let's get started here. I don't want to hold you. Remember, a sister got up in church in West Virginia, and she said, I'd rather die any kind of death than be preached to death. She was under a man, buddy. He held you 3 hours, 4 hours. Remember down there in Florence years ago, a guy got up. He said, tonight, and they really put that man up on the pedestal. All he did was read quotes, but he did it for 4 hours. 4 hours. And he'd say, that's all I got on that page. And then he'd go to the next page. He said, when I get through tonight, parties will be closed. McDonald's and all of that. He kept his word.
Well, glory.
There's one difference when you're sitting there under the anointing of the Holy Ghost and people's hungry. I'll ask you, congregation, this morning, are you still hungry?
Oh, yeah.
You still hungry? Yeah. God will fill it.
Right.
God will fill you. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Yes.
Righteousness means, that don't mean, brother, I'm better than you are. Well, you're better than I am. No. That means right standing by the word.
Yes,
and
right.
We all got to have right standing.
Amen. Amen. Yes, amen, Lord.
Is that right, brother?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Too much about you, blame him. He's the one who got me up here.
Past tense.
Amen. Amen. Did his son, he went right along with him.
So. Yeah.
That's where he goes.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Now, you don't have to stand because I'm going to read something to you. And as I read, I want you to be able to realize what God is doing right now.
Amen.
My message is the unveiling of the throne.
Of the throne.
Of God.
Yes, sir. Right.
Don't look a million miles away.
Right.
His throne is in his city.
That's right.
If you read the 21st chapter, 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation, you'll find the throne is in the city. Right. And out from the throne proceeded a river of water of life.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Now let me show you where you're at.
All
right. This is where you're at.
Yes, please.
You believe the scripture?
Amen.
You believe the message?
Yes.
The revelation God has said?
Yes.
Okay. If you believe on me, Jesus said.
Yes.
As the scripture has said.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And whatsoever these rivers of water
Yes, sir.
Goes.
Amen.
Life springs up.
Yes.
Amen.
Life springs up.
Yes.
You're the throne.
Yeah.
Amen.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
You are
the throne.
The throne.
Amen.
Yes.
Of
yes.
God.
Amen.
Future home.
Yes.
I'm going to dwell on some of those things this morning or the afternoon, whatever it is. Listen. A future home. He said the earth will have its baptism of fire.
Yes, sir. Exactly right.
Amen.
It'll make it a fit place for the new city, New Jerusalem, come down from God out of heaven.
Amen.
Where's all this stuff coming from? Heaven.
Amen.
Amen. It will come down to meet the city pushing up.
Amen.
All right?
Glory.
Yeah.
God meets God.
Amen.
Word meets word.
Amen.
Because inside of you is that seed of God.
Amen.
When you hear that word preached, he begins to manifest himself to you.
That's right.
Amen. Right?
That's right.
Right?
Amen.
He didn't walk with God. He didn't pay no attention to what was going on around him. He didn't pay no attention to wife, children, nothing else. And I can imagine his wife was looking out the window and said, there he goes again. He's done got where he's talking to himself now. No, he was talking and walking with God.
Amen.
And the prophet of God said, he told him one day, he said, just come on home.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
And he said, he just stepped from this dimension.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And it was not.
Amen.
Just like that.
Like Brother Potter said, Russia's got cosmonauts, we got astronauts, God's got was nots. He said, one of these days you're going to find out you're not going to fly away anyway.
That's right.
He said, this and it's speeding up. Don't you wonder why? Don't you see it? How many here believe you're part of the bride?
Yeah.
Okay. Now listen, I want to ask you a question. It don't seem like there's no time in a day now.
Right, that's true.
Those of you still working, thank God I retired, but I think I got more on me now since I retired. I do believe it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But notice he said there'd be a change.
Yeah.
And the world don't see no change. They're just carried away like it was in the days of Noah.
That's right.
Exactly.
Evil everywhere. The thoughts of the people, the intents of the people is on evil all the time. Something earthly. Something earthly. But this comes from another world. Paul said, I would that you comprehend with all saints. What is the height, the depth, the breadth, the width of this world without end? You're not going to get it here.
No.
Like a lady come by the house here not too long ago. She said, how can I get to Anderson, what's the best way to Anderson? I told the woman, I said, are you walking or driving? She said, I'm a driver. I said, that's the best way. I'm joking. She said, you're full of it. She said, I want to get to Anderson. I said, you can't get there from here. And finally, I told her how to get there.
Amen.
I like a little humor every now and then.
God did.
Yeah, you know, listen, people around this message, I've been to church after church, and they look like this. They look like, and they say the Holy Ghost just burned up in. Well, they need to notify their face.
Amen.
Oh, just the Holy Ghost is burning up in me. My brother said, we don't clap our hands no more. And I said, you don't have to tell me. He said, but I'm burning up. I said, brother, you need to notify your face. Going around looking like you've been winged on a dill pickle. Old sire, look, what did the prophet God tell you when you went to church? He said, enter in these courts with praise and
thanksgiving.
Amen. Amen. And you're sitting behind somebody that's got that old sire look on their face.
On.
You go ahead and praise God. Don't worry.
Amen.
Thank God for what he's praising.
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Sir. He said, not only, I'm quoting, not only would God destroy this earth with a baptism of fire to make it a fit place for us to dwell.
Yes.
But he said, God, don't miss this, but God has already sent the Holy Ghost and fire into your heart and mind to burn out everything that's not like God so he can take up his throne.
Amen.
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 Oh.
Amen.
Come on now.
Listen. You don't need redemption. He's already redeemed
He's
you.
Already.
That's what the brother said. He's already redeemed you. You know what he's wanting to do and what he will do?
Yes.
He wants to take his own throne.
That's
amen.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay.
This is out of this world now.
Yep.
He wants to take his own throne.
That's right.
And he said your throne, his throne is your heart.
Amen.
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Where does the river of life come from?
Bones of the heart.
Heart.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I'm worried about getting in the flesh. Get out of the flesh. Get out of the flesh.
That's right.
Romans 8 is perfection. Notice, in Romans 8, he said, they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
Amen.
Oh, I'm in the flesh. But he's talking about a different realm altogether.
Yes,
he said, you're not in the flesh, if so be the Spirit of God. You're born again today. That's when Christ is living. That's when the life of Christ. And that's when the devil comes against you with everything he can.
That's right.
You will have to fight for every inch of land you take. But once you put your foot on it in the name of the Lord, they ain't a devil in hell can take it away from you. It ain't about feelings. If I was all about feelings, I wouldn't be here this morning.
That's right.
Because I felt like, I'm going to say this again, said the first time I come, but I mean it. I mean it. I felt like I'd been run over by truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I felt like sitting right over there, and I was right up against the wall. But I'm going to tell you, that's gone.
Amen.
Amen.
I feel like, if you go on feelings, let me tell you, I feel like I can run through the door. Sheep know my voice.
That's right.
That's what turned me around.
Amen.
Now look, and the first verse which I heard was as it were of a trumpet. You preached that last night too.
Yeah.
He does all three things when he comes down.
That's right.
The shout.
Yes.
The voice. Y'all can't get your mind off of Gabriel.
That's right.
We've been taught all of our life, Gabriel's going to blow a big horn. No. It don't say that.
That's right.
It said the voice of the archangel.
That's right.
Amen.
He's calling his people. It's the voice of the resurrection.
Yes.
Calling his people out of all these creeds and dogmas.
Yes, sir.
Organizational system. Man. You say I ain't got around the message. Yes, you do, too.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you do. It's working. It was working in the early church. Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 2, the mystery of iniquity was there, and the mystery of God was there.
Amen. Right.
Yes.
Both mysteries working.
Yes,
but
sir.
Now you should not be in the dark about that.
That's right.
You know who your adversary is.
Amen.
And my adversary ain't Brother Hunt.
No.
It ain't Brother Nate.
No.
It ain't you, Brother.
Right.
It ain't you, Brother Mike. It ain't none of you. No, we wrestle not against flesh.
That's right.
But this is a supernatural war.
Amen.
And it's the greatest battle that the bride will ever fight.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I know you're right.
The world will have their Armageddon. But we're in our battle right now.
That's
right. Now. That's the reason why you got to press into everything.
Right.
You got to press to breathe. Press to breathe.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
You're right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Sister told me the other just a while back. She told me, she said, every time you get up behind that pulpit, you're preaching on me. You single me out. I said, I do not. She said, just you do too. I said, sister, just hold it just a minute. I said, I'm fighting against that devil. My warfare is against Satan.
Yeah.
Satan. Right? And every time he gets me down, how many know sometimes he'll get you down?
Oh, yeah.
And he'll work on you.
Yeah.
So every time I get an opportunity to bruise his head, that's what I do.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
I said I was aiming for that devil, and you were standing so close to her, I got you on purpose. I got you on purpose.
Yeah.
You were standing so close to that devil, I was aiming for that devil.
Yeah.
I'm still aiming for that devil.
Yeah.
I said, if you don't want to get hit, get away from that devil.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Oh, amen.
I'm aiming at you. I'm aiming at the devil. So if you get hit, get away from me. I'm saying that everywhere I go because that's the truth. I'm aiming at the devil. It said, come up hither. This trumpet was talking to me.
Yes, sir.
Said, come up hither, and I will show these things which must be hereafter. Like the brethren have said, all three brothers, bride is tied.
Yeah.
That's the bride's tie.
Right.
See? John, type of the bride.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
See? And immediately,
right,
I was in the spirit.
Yes.
And what did he say he saw? Mm-hmm. Behold, a throne was set in heaven. There again. Get your mind off way beyond the blue somewhere.
Amen.
Let me tell you what Jesus said. You said that last night too. No man. Listen carefully. No man has ascended up in heaven.
That's right.
Saving he that come down.
Right.
Out of heaven.
Right.
Even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. You mean to tell me that a body of flesh was standing there, 16 elements, and he was speaking directly out of heaven?
Yes.
Amen.
Where's the throne of God sitting? Heaven.
Amen.
Earth is his footstool. They call it the Lord's Prayer.
Amen.
It's not the Lord's Prayer. I've heard it misquoted many times. He said, this is your prayer.
Yes.
And you pray, my Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom. What is the kingdom of God? Romans 14 says, peace, righteousness, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Thy kingdom come, thy will, what's his will? The Lord. earth.
Yes, sir.
Thy will be done. Don't say on earth. It says in earth, as it is in heaven. Jesus Christ was the very will of God made flesh. And you're the very word of God made flesh in earth, brother. Not will be.
Amen.
You are.
Is.
Yes, you are born again.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Is that all right?
That's all right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I like it.
Oh, God. Every time I read it, I see something I didn't see before.
That's right.
That's
amen.
It.
Amen.
And there was one that was sitting on the throne.
Ah.
Yeah.
And he was a jasper and a sardis stone.
Okay.
I mean, those, because he is the beginning.
Yes.
And he is the end.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So you got him, you got it all.
Right.
Amen.
You got it all. Somebody said, we got it all over here. No, Brother Benham said, when you get over there, it throughout eternity,
amen,
he'll be making known,
yes,
his riches,
yes,
his glory. You just don't know what awaits, but get out of the flesh.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Or you'll never receive it.
That's right.
If you haven't received his appearing, you're not going to be in his coming.
That's exactly right.
Come on.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Amen.
That's hard.
That's
the truth. Because where does he come?
Yeah.
Here.
That's right.
Here. I'll quote you scripture here in a minute. You know, I go into Methodist church a lot of time and they say what the prophet said.
Right.
And I will, boy, they get bowed up.
Yeah.
All swelled up. They say what the scripture said. I said, amen. Say what the prophet said. Just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. They don't fuss at one another.
Come on.
They don't deny one another.
Amen.
Right, right, right.
The word and the spirit agree.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Word don't fight word.
No.
Bride don't fight bride.
Amen.
Amen.
I got about 14 churches around me, and they all claim to be a message, and they cannot come together at all. Everybody thinks they're better than somebody else.
Yes.
And they're all going down the wrong road.
Yeah.
Or they can come together about some good juicy gossip about somebody. But you need to get away from that stuff. Set your affection on things above.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's right.
That means your love.
Amen.
Say it.
Yes, sir.
Set it on things above. Then you won't have to wonder what old Brother James is talking about.
Right.
It's the eyes, not these eyes. That see, you can't comprehend it. You can't even see it with these eyes. Everything you see with these eyes is just temporal. It's the things you cannot see that are eternal.
Amen.
Amen. I hear you, brother.
Remember, Paul said, strive until the day star arise in you.
Right.
Not telling you you're not born again. You alone know that.
Right.
I won't have to tell you.
No.
Well, somebody comes down to jail, I'm in jail, and he takes me out of the jail. He said, you're free to go.
Free to go.
I don't look around at the jailer and say, I'm my friend. He whom the Son has set free.
Amen.
Free God. Free indeed.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm free.
Yes, sir.
I'm
yes,
free.
Sir.
What about you?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And a rainbow was around the throne in sight and light unto an emerald. What did Brother Brown say that rainbow was? It's a new covenant.
Right, right.
New covenant.
Revelation 10:1
says, yes,
he had a rainbow over his head.
That's right.
He was clothed with what? The sun.
Yes.
And had a rainbow over his head.
Right.
Now what's this coming in view right here? Because Ezekiel had the same vision.
Right.
Oh, my
you
Jesus.
Go back to Ezekiel 1?
Hallelujah.
Can we do that?
Yes.
Right. We'll go right back to this. But I want you to look at Ezekiel 1.
Come on, brother.
See, he had the same vision. He was just in a different time.
Right.
Ezekiel 1. Watch. And verse 4. Now in chapter 4, John, being a type of the bride, she was looking right at it. What she was to be.
Right.
And here is Ezekiel in verse 4 of chapter 1 talking about the same thing.
Yep.
Watch Ezekiel's vision. And in verse 4, and I looked, and behold, a whirlwind come out of the north.
Uh-huh.
A great cloud.
Right.
And a fire enfolding itself. How did the prophet of God say that he was going to win the battle?
Yes.
He said, our God is a consuming fire.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
And with the spirit of his mouth.
That's right.
Yes, Lord.
And the brightness of his coming.
Yes, sir.
He'll destroy Satan.
Amen.
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 That's what you will. Satan ain't got no more power over you.
No, no.
I give you all power over the works of the enemy.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Is this all right?
Yeah.
Let's go look at another. I'm talking about you.
Yeah. Right. Yes, you are.
Yeah. What? And in a color of amber out of the mist of the fire. Out of this fire, God birthed his church.
Amen.
His true bride.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Right.
Out of God proceeded this.
Yes, sir.
Fire.
Amen.
Right.
What?
Right.
And also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures.
All right.
Go ahead.
Right.
Now, if you don't know what they are, the prophet of God said what they are.
Right.
He said that's the anointed church.
Yeah, come on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Back in Paul's day, it went forth as a lion.
Yes.
Word on word.
Yeah.
What I've received from God, I've given to you. Is that right?
Right.
He didn't change it. He didn't add to it. He just said what God said.
Right.
Yeah. Type of a lion roar.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You get me?
Yeah.
Okay. Who is this? It's the bride of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I hope you get this.
That's
right.
Oh, yeah.
It's the bride of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Remember? And he said the other one was oxen. Yeah. We're not anointed with that spirit, brother.
Right.
It was a type of the seed going in the ground.
That's true.
Wasn't it? They ran to the chop block. They ran to the car.
Yeah.
They ran. They did it willingly because the anointing was above them.
Amen.
They knew that. Well, if I can do that with the anointing that was above them, what can you do with the anointing that's above you right now?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Brother James, preach on. Pray well.
Amen.
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 Sir.
And then what? What else was? One had the face of a man.
Yes, sir.
You remember what Brother Brown said that was for our day?
Yeah.
He said that was, that it's a fulfilling of the day of the Lord. God was drawing his people out.
Right.
Yeah.
And they walked in the light, like the brother said the other night. Walked in all the light they knew to walk in.
Right.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
And they debated. Listen. They debated, they argued before kings and great men, queens, different things. They argued their case. And the prophet of God said, in this day, instead of the people taking the word of God and acting upon it, they take it and they hack it to 1,000 different pieces. And they fight one another.
Yes,
and they are not interested in doing nothing but debating the word.
Right.
That's right.
Debating the word.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
But God's people don't argue.
Amen.
They don't debate.
No, sir.
They say, so be it unto me, God.
Amen.
Like Mary said. You see? Because Christ is rising in you.
Amen.
I said he's rising in you.
Yes.
Brother Graham said, just like a woman, she eats of the things of the earth, the fruits, the vegetables, and it's cell on cell,
right,
until the body is formed.
Right.
And he said that's the same way it is with a believer. We
Amen.
Take the word, and it's word on word on word on word.
Right. Hallelujah.
One Amen. Day word. Even the old, hey,
yes, sir.
All the problem with every one of us is God. Our greatest enemy is what we look at in the mirror.
Yeah. Right? That's it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Once this is done away with,
yeah,
the Bible said death will be swallowed up in victory. It's already, the work's already completed.
Yeah.
On the inside.
Amen.
I'm just waiting on the pig house.
Right.
I'm waiting on the pig house to catch up with my experience.
Amen.
Amen.
You ain't gonna make this pig house better.
Amen.
When God born you, birthed you, Brother Graham said, he didn't born again your nature out of this old flesh out here.
No, sir.
He didn't change that. It's what's on the inside.
On the inside.
Changes
it. That's exactly
right. We're trying to cram things down people. Say, oh, you need to quit this. You need to quit that. You don't need to go here. You don't need to get them to Christ.
Amen.
When Christ comes in, they don't want to do those things no more. When they look at the word, they say, God says, I don't like that. They say, amen, Lord.
Amen.
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 That's right.
That's
right.
Amen. I know you're right.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
What the church is doing now? Most of the so-called messages are trying to drink it.
Well,
Brother
Graham
said, you got the cart before the horse.
Amen.
Right.
Right.
That's right. Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Like I was dragging a chain here not long ago. I just did aggravate a man standing beside him. I dragged a chain.
Yeah.
He said, what are you dragging that chain for? I said, you ever try pushing one? So don't get the cart before the horse.
Well, all right.
That got his attention. At least got a laugh out of it.
Lord.
Watching that.
Jesus.
He didn't push his chain. Watch. But what was the fourth one?
Yeah.
What was the fourth one?
That's right.
Wheresoever the body is,
yes, sir.
There will the what?
Eagles
be gathered together.
Yeah.
If that eagle's got the spirit of truth, you don't have to tell him where to go.
No.
You go to the sacrifice.
Yeah.
He wants that bleeding word.
Oh my.
Yes. Amen. What are you saying, Brother James? I'm telling you, you got to come out of Laodicea.
Amen.
Yeah. That's right.
Ain't no God in Laodicea.
No.
No, the lights went out.
Well,
you know where the light's at now?
Yes.
It's behind the bath.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Faith don't have no part of the saddle.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
It's what he said, future home.
That's right.
Don't get them mixed up. They're not part of one another.
No.
No, see, you come to the rest in your day. You come to the rest.
Amen.
Don't miss it. You come to the rest in your day.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Because you come to the revelation of the hour.
Amen.
And God opened up your eyes. But when he filled you with the Holy Ghost, guess where you're at? You're no longer feeding on dead manna.
That's right.
You're behind the veil.
Amen.
You're in the eighth day.
Yes, sir.
And you know, Brother Ben said, and when that curtain falls behind you, you don't want nothing on the outside anymore.
Right.
But you want what's behind the veil.
There's
where the mercy's in at. There's where the light's at. There's where the manna's at. That never grows old.
Amen.
Amen.
So I say I'm behind the veil. Don't have any mercy on nobody.
Right.
Wrong.
Amen.
Amen.
Who you judge?
Come on.
That's what they say. Who you judge?
Uh-huh.
Listen, upon that ark
right.
where the word of God was kept, right above it was a mercy seat.
Yes, sir. Right.
If you can't have mercy on your brother and your sister and the lost and everything else, there's
Amen.
Something wrong with you.
Right. 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 Right.
Brother Banner even told you, if you can't wait for them doors to open, you need to be praying.
Amen.
You didn't get yourself right, you're backslid.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
People always say they want to please the Lord, want to testify. I had a sister jump up in the church. She said, I backfired twice. I ain't going to backfire no more. She got it mixed up. She meant to say something. She said, I backfired twice. Things like that don't identify.
No.
Might get a good laugh.
Right.
Yeah. That's right.
Man, it's easy. For a little bit, I was just like Brother Nate. I come up in the apostolic. That's what it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a brother asked me to come to Florence years ago, where Brother Children and everybody used to go, and that fellowship and everything. I never did get to meet Brother Children and things like that. But we'd get together, and I found out that's where God was at. He's in the midst of his people.
Right.
I was searching for God.
Right.
Just like he said in 2013, this is your jubilee.
Yeah.
Now look, and he said that Russia would go down into the valley of Jehoshaphat. That's where she went. What'd she go down there for?
Right.
Y'all stop and think.
Oh, yeah.
What happened in 2013? Israel found an abundance of oil right in the place that the enemy was using to lock their mortars to them.
Yeah.
They found right under that city. They didn't have to borrow from America. They still are. We're given. But like he said, it's all part of the beast system.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Is that right?
Amen.
They're fulfilling scripture.
Amen.
They're right. But Brother Nate, underneath the Golan Heights is a vast amount of oil. Billions and billions of barrels of oil.
Yeah.
And you know what? They aligned themselves with Syria. Russia did. And they went down there to try to take back the land from Israel. And it was after that oil.
That's yes, right.
Sir.
Right.
All about.
What did Elijah promise that little old widow woman? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was Elijah right?
One of them.
What can I do for you? Well, because you've served me.
Right, come on.
You're approved, the boy. Yes.
Won't
fail.
Never.
Failure.
Right.
You're a meal barrel.
Yeah.
It'll never run dry.
Right. Right.
You'll always find meal in the barrel. He didn't promise that to nobody but them.
Right.
That's true.
Can you imagine the neighbors looking at this? And they say, they're getting bigger and bigger. And we're getting skinnier and skinnier. They're spamming it. What she got and we ain't got? She, her and her boys looking good.
Yeah.
They healthy.
Yeah.
I believe I'll just go over and see what's in that barrel.
Come on.
And they go over and look at the barrel. She goes to it. Ain't that approved?
Preach it.
Yeah.
Nothing come out. Whatever right. time she gets hold of.
Come on.
She pours out oil.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
The promise wasn't everybody else.
Amen.
It was to her.
Yeah.
It was to her. And God said, because you served me.
Yes, sir.
Because you have accepted me.
Amen.
Listen, that promise is given to her is the same promise that's given to you.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's the same promise that's given to you.
Amen.
Hungry, you're going to find the meal in the barrel.
That's right.
You're going
right.
to find
right.
food.
Every time
you Amen.
Hallelujah.
You'll find oil in your food.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, brother.
Amen.
Okay. Yes. Remember in Luke 17, when you come, Lord, will you restore Israel? All that stuff.
Yes.
Said the same thing in Matthew 24. Mm-hmm. See, when you come, are you going to set up your kingdom? He said, that's not given to you to know.
Right.
That's right.
In Acts 1.
Right.
But he said, after the Holy Ghost is given
right.
to you,
yeah.
then you'll know the mysteries of the kingdom.
Right.
You'll realize where the kingdom's at.
Amen.
You'll realize where the power's at.
Amen.
Because he said, I'm just going to leave you for a little while.
Yeah.
But I want you to go tarry in Jerusalem. And I'm coming up there. Now, he ain't coming there, brother, with a robe and sandals on.
No.
But he came and he filled the house.
Amen.
Amen.
Didn't he do it?
Yes, he did.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
He came. And the Bible said the presence that filled the house, it was Jesus.
Yes.
It filled all the house where they were sitting. Yes. And then it filled them.
Yes, sir. Amen.
They began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them.
Right.
They couldn't do that without him. Right. He had to come in.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
That changed their life right there.
Amen. Right there.
When you get the true baptism of the Holy Ghost, bringing forth the birth in your life.
Right.
Not just the Holy Ghost anointing your spirit,
right.
Knowing your flesh, but it's got to bring forth the very life
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He said that nature that was laying there dormant has to be quickened.
Amen.
Dormant don't mean dead. It means inactive. Because at one time you served the other one, right? Alright? You couldn't serve God without ability being in you.
Amen.
And it's in you. It's in you all the time.
Yes,
Amen. Now he said, when that's come in, then you can say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and not down your heart, and it'll be taken away from you.
Right.
It'll be taken out of your sight. Don't doubt it. Right?
Right.
He said, whosoever sins you retain shall be retained.
Yes, sir.
Back years ago, Brother Nate, they said they had the third pole. If they'd have had it, they'd have spoke one another out of existence.
Amen.
Every time they disagreed.
That's right.
That's right. Amen.
Whosoever sins you retain shall be retained.
Yeah.
Those that you remit shall be remitted. You say nobody but God can do that.
That's
who's doing it.
Amen.
That's who's doing it. It's no longer him. Amen. It's him. Amen.
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 That's right.
Amen.
Like that woman up in West Virginia. I've told this story everywhere. She had to climb this mountain to get to church.
Mm-hmm.
She had an old car. That thing would overheat. Her and her son.
Right.
Had to climb that mountain. Chug, chug, chug all the way to the top. And then when I got to the top, of course, when you get to top, you can glide down the other way, see?
Right.
She had to put water in the radiator. So while her son was busy putting water in the radiator, they carried a jug of water around with him. She walked over to the edge of that mountain. They had a little park area there. And she said, Jesus, you said whatever I'd ask in faith, it would be given unto me.
Right.
And said, I want this mountain removed.
Amen.
I want it gone. She could have asked for a new car. But she didn't. Her obstacle wasn't a car.
Right. Right.
You say, well, your child is over here. Her obstacle wasn't a car.
No, that's right.
It was a mountain.
Right.
And she'd done that over and over and over again. Several months went by, same old ritual. Then she'd glide to church on the other side. But one day, listen, this is a true story. One day, her and her son drove up to the top of the mountain, and she went through the ritual again, putting water in the radiator, her asking God to move a mountain.
Yeah, right.
She turned around, she looked around. Here's this man with a hardtail hat on, and he had one of these things he used to survey. And he said, lady, listen, he said, lady, you don't have to pray no more that God will move this mountain. Said, I've been commissioned by the state of West Virginia to move this mountain out of the way.
Right.
And there's a four-lane highway going from where you live at to where the church is at.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to pray no more.
Right.
God did not tell her how he was going to do it.
No.
He don't tell you how he's going to do it.
Right.
He just said he'd do it.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes, sir.
Now, what are you identified as?
Yes.
You're identified as a flying eagle.
Yeah.
You don't even have to work at it no more.
Amen.
The man said, you don't have to work at it no more. No.
Yeah. Right.
Said, all you got to do is wait on the moving of the Spirit.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
And he said, when you do, just take that leap of faith.
Yeah.
And all y'all have to do is just spread them wings. And you're right.
Mom.
Yeah. I am the promise.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's what you're destined to fly. You're not an earthbound creature.
No,
not at all.
I said, I can't fly too good.
Fly, yeah.
You need to quit hanging around turkeys and buzzards.
Amen.
That's right.
Especially chickens.
Yeah. Especially chickens.
You might have been born in the barnyard.
Right.
But you're born an eagle.
Right. Yeah. Talk about it.
It's all right. Give me a few
words.
Sure.
Something I want to say to you.
Hallelujah.
I love this.
Amen.
You need to recognize your day in this message.
Amen.
If you have it, you need to.
Amen.
That's right.
Huh?
That's
Amen.
Right.
Somebody said that brother said Paul ago. Brother Hunt was talking about Jesus Christ come down in 1963 with the open book in his hand. This brother here said the same thing. Open book in his hand. What was he presenting?
That's right.
The open book.
Right.
He was presenting his will.
Yeah.
Amen. The open book.
Yeah. Right.
Brother Branham said, you're the words of the book.
That's right.
Right.
That's
Say
right.
It.
Written.
Yeah.
So what was all of this about? It's about the unveiling of the throne of God. The kingdom's here, the throne's here.
Right,
right. Christ is unveiling himself to the world.
Yes.
Just let go and let God.
Amen.
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 Watch now. Everyone had four faces, the living creatures, and they had the likeness of a man.
Yes.
I ain't got time to read all this. But they had the likeness of a man.
Right.
Who was that man? A man. It was the Son of Man.
Right.
The great Son of Man. Who was the living creatures revealing? The great Son of Man.
Amen.
One thing I want you to notice, Ezekiel saw them. They were under the firmament of heaven.
Right.
But when John saw them, in the fifth chapter and the fourth chapter, he talked about the four living creatures. They were in the midst of heaven.
Amen.
They were flying through the midst
sir.
Of heaven.
Right.
Some was in the throne and some outside the throne.
Amen.
Do you realize the first and the last spoke directly out of the throne of God?
Amen.
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 Paul
yes.
and William Mary.
Right. Amen.
That's right.
And the others were gathered around the throne.
Yes.
But they were in heaven, brother.
Amen.
It was out of this world, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
See it?
Amen.
And when John saw them in the Revelation, they were flying through the midst of heaven.
Amen.
And yet at the same time, see, it's a supernatural thing. Same time, they're flying through the midst of heaven, all four. The Bible said they was in the throne
right.
and around about the throne.
About. Right.
Amen. Man, you got something to shout about.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
You're the very throne of God, man.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
sir.
Wow.
How's the world going to know that Jesus lives?
Yeah.
Right. Running through you.
Through you.
Yes, sir.
Through me.
Right.
Is that right?
Hallelujah.
Somebody come here and read something for me. Would you? You don't have to stand up here. I'll go down where you are. That's the way God did it to me. I couldn't come to where he was. He come to where I was. Is that all right?
It's all right?
Amen.
All right now. Now listen, if you're in Christ now, ain't no more time.
No, sir. Time should be
That's
no
right.
More.
Right.
Amen.
No more.
Time's over with.
That's right.
Time's over. Yes, sir.
This right here is subject to time.
Yeah.
But this on the inside,
time's no more.
Time's no more.
Amen.
Well, if you believe he stepped down, was the open book in his hand.
Yeah.
And he said, you eat the book. Like your brother said, eat the whole book.
Amen.
Eat it all, Brother Page said the other night.
Yes,
eat the whole book.
Right.
Then you become what you eat.
Amen.
So, I know you like doing this. That's the reason why I'm doing it.
Amen.
I'm going
to
That's not it.
It's not in here.
Not I was saved. When Brother Brown was here, things were different. Since he tried to. That's how it works. He's a liar.
And the Father.
Here's what's going on. We just right here to the people. Our future home.
Oh.
Here.
Amen. Now.
Listen.
Yes. Now. In Ephesians 1 and 10, it's called now if you're putting it down.
Yeah.
Ephesians. And when the fullness of time has come,
yes, come on.
That's when time has been fulfilled.
Yeah. Okay, listen.
When there is no more time,
right,
then you go into eternity.
That's right.
And thank you, Lord.
After the seventh church age is over.
Yeah.
And it's
after the seventh church age is over.
Uh-huh. And it is.
Oh. It is.
You missed that. After the seventh church age is over.
It is.
What brings it to an end?
Luther's age.
Amen.
Is over.
Listen.
Methodist age is over.
Right.
Over.
Pentecostal age is over. And now you go into what?
Come on.
Into eternity.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Where you was? After time is over.
No more sevens.
Go ahead.
No more threes. No more threes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The first beginning of the zodiac is the virgin.
Yes, sir.
That's how he comes first.
Yes.
The last figure in the zodiac is Leo the lion.
Hallelujah.
The second coming.
Listen, yeah. Right?
Just before there is the cross fishes.
Yeah.
Come on.
Which is the cancer age.
Yes.
That we're living in now.
Yeah.
Where did you say?
Right now.
Yeah, okay.
There was a pyramid
mm-hmm.
after that Enoch, which testified exactly. We wouldn't have time to go into that.
Uh-huh.
We don't. We don't have time to go into it.
Go
but someday, by God's help, I'll show you.
Yeah.
Just exactly draws the dimensions of the hour we're living in. See?
Draws the dimensions, what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Draws the dimension of the hour you're living in now.
Right. Notice, but this geological measure, now that we have those dimensions,
mm-hmm.
are the same.
Mm-hmm.
Don't necessarily mean there has to be a cube. Mm-hmm. Notice, this would answer Egypt, the mm-hmm. Enoch sign in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
About the pyramid.
Yes, he is.
Right.
Now, I'm going to jump down to
okay, jump
that
down
one.
Here.
Okay.
Here's another nugget. Listen.
Now, notice. For in Isaiah 65:25, where we just read, it says, they shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, mm-hmm. saith the Lord. Oh, all my holy mountain. Remember, it's always a mountain.
Right.
Always a mountain.
If the walls were straight up and down,
mm-hmm.
the city could only be seen from the outside
mm-hmm.
or from the inside.
Yeah.
The throne can only be seen from the inside.
All right, what did he say again?
The throne can only be seen from
where?
The inside.
Not outside.
Inside.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But notice, it would be seen only from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
But now we see the promise of Isaiah 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just read it.
Yeah.
You want me to
do that one?
Yeah, you can. Okay. Are you in a hurry?
No, I'm not.
Don't be in a hurry now.
Yeah.
We're too particular thing now. Too much of a time that you must understand right here. Because I want to make this clear. And then when we get back to it again, I'll show you then where we're talking about our next study at another time. You want me to preach on it?
No. You can. Where's the throne?
Right here.
In the city. Who's the city?
We are.
It can't be seen from the inside, outside.
No.
It can't be seen from the
inside. Amen.
The world can't see what's driving you.
No.
The world can't see your leadership.
No, sir.
They can't understand it. The church world can't see your leadership.
That's right.
People that call themselves messy can't see your leadership. But greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. This is what you're looking at. It's in the world. But greater is he. This is frail. This is feeble. But greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world.
Amen.
I show by my life and my conversation and my communication what's on the inside.
That's right.
Who's reigning on the throne?
Amen.
Christ himself.
Amen.
See, this is the unveiling of God, the great Son of Man. Remember them Ezekiel, in the book of Ezekiel?
Yes,
they run back and forth as a flash of lightning. How did Jesus say he's going to come in Luke 17 as a lightning shiner from one part of the heaven to the other part of the heaven? Here's that glorious church running back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back to the promise, here to the manifestation. Notice, and the wheels serve the purpose.
Yes.
That's mortal life. That's what it's standing for. And he lifts you up so that you can see these things that we're talking about this evening.
Amen.
And he lets you down Amen. The wheels are drawn up with you. When you go up and when you come down, you come down to testify
yes,
to what you see
Amen.
Out of this world.
Amen.
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 Out of
yes, sir.
This
world.
He has raised us up and made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we come back down and say, He's here.
Hallelujah.
And testify where Christ lives at.
Amen.
Right? What made him move? What made him live? What was it Paul said? By him we live and move and have our very existence. There was a will in the middle of the will.
Amen.
That is the life of the living creatures.
Amen.
That's your life.
Amen.
It's the life of
Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's simple.
Yes, sir.
The world looks 17. They look at something natural.
Amen.
Those disciples at the time, they was looking for something natural.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And it was being fulfilled right in front of their
fulfilled.
Eyes.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
The kingdom comes down.
Amen.
You say, but brother, you don't understand where I've been from. I've done this. I've done that. That wasn't the real you. No.
Amen.
Paul said in 1 Corinthians 6, know ye not, no adulterers, no fornicators, no abusers of themselves with mankind.
Right.
That's homosexuality, impediment, and transgender.
Come on.
That's a woman trying to act like a man trying to act like a woman.
Come on, bro.
No extortioners,
no
liars,
no
thieves will ever inherit the kingdom of God.
Right.
Won't ever enter into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
But such were some of you.
Right.
Amen. You've been lost now.
Amen.
You're presented to God as a changed virgin.
There
it is.
Amen.
Amen.
I bring up something God forgot all about.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you, walking on
dangerous
territory, when you go and try to condemn a believer of something that happened back then.
Amen.
Huh? So probably God says, you try to take that out from under the blood, God will make you answer for what was done back then.
That's right.
That's right.
It's supposed to go on the old accuser, and it does when you truly repent. He goes back on the old accuser. He's the one that has to serve for. He's the one that has to give an account for.
Yeah,
amen.
That's right.
Amen.
You weren't destined for hell. You were destined for heaven.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
I started to say there a while ago, you notice there's no time. Remember the prophet God said this dimension will speed up.
That's right.
Right.
That's what's happening, brother.
Amen.
You're catching who you are now.
Amen.
Amen.
And that dimension is catching up.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Amen.
Because you're speeding up.
Amen.
And they're slowing down.
Amen.
I remember in 2019 when I lost my dad, I walked back in that church. And I felt so alone. But all of a sudden, I felt the presence of my daddy.
Amen.
I began to talk about him. You know, the prophet God said, when you begin to talk about him, they draw nigh to you. He said, don't you worry about trying to communicate with him. He said, my daddy on his deathbed said some more is going to leave your church. I said, Daddy, the church is just about gone. He said, some more is going to leave. I said, but Daddy, what am I going to do? There's no sense of having a building. He said, preach the gospel.
Preach the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
And like Brother Bosworth, when he died, he sat up in the bed. Mom said he'd come out of the coma. Sat up in the bed and was shaking hands with everybody on the other side,
right,
saying,
man.
"My brother James Fox, pleased to meet you."
Hallelujah.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yes.
I tell you another thing would be wonderful to do is to go out in the pulpit.
Amen.
God's real in
it. Yes.
We're living in a time now. Well, you'll walk in standing up.
That's right.
You won't have to go to the grave.
No.
Right. That's just what it was.
That's what
Remember, Luke, 21. He said, well, you see Israel from Pastor Battle's army. All of them's history.
Oh, yeah.
All of them trying to tell her what to do.
That's right.
Even the United States.
That's right.
Not only will the United States be obliterated, but Syria will be decimated. The Bible said she'll exist no more. It's about there, ain't it?
Amen.
Just about.
All you have to do is to get their precious capital. And their capital of Damascus, the Bible said, will be laid waste. The land of America will be laid waste.
Yes.
Nothing but smoldering ashes and all of that. Right? He said, when you see Israel from past about with the armies?
Yes.
They are. Right? Earthquakes in diverse places?
Yes.
Waves roaring?
Nah.
Men's hearts failing
them
for the things that are coming up with the world. He didn't say, go find you a bomb shelter.
No.
Don't dig you a hole in the ground. No. Your shelter's made out of feathers.
Right.
David said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Amen.
And under his wings thou shalt dwell.
Amen.
There's your hiding place. Is that right? What is God's secret place? It's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's the unveiling of God.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Amen.
You're God's secret place.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You're him, ain't you?
Oh, yes, I am.
I gotta quit. I gotta quit. We'll find somewhere here. Quit. Oh, I do want to tell you that Brother Branham also said to get you home. Said the seventh is not labeled with the eighth. I said that a while ago. But let me tell you what happens. What happens? Do you know to this day the Jewish people, they observe the Feast of Tabernacles? And some of them, some just a minority, has 8 days. And the rest of them, the majority, they have 7 days. And that's what these people that claims the message are doing.
Yes.
They're rallying around the seventh-day messenger.
That's right.
That's right. Oh,
yeah. Amen.
And when Brother Brown died, their God died.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
And Brother Brandon plainly said in the 10th vision, get a little doctrine here, but it's okay. Under that tent, all three poles was made manifest.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Watch. I said all three. Mm-hmm. Listen, the public was only interested in what was going on in the platform.
Right.
They was waiting, brother, like a bunch of them are today, and I feel sorry for him. But they're waiting for the second return of William Branham.
That's right.
And he said, I was up here in the spirit.
Yeah.
He was looking down on it. What is the vision?
Right.
That's where it was at. I showed it to you at church. You ain't never seen it. But he was up in the spirit of God. He was looking down.
Right.
And this kindly old man, he gets up behind the pulpit. He said, Brother Branham's taking rest, but he'll return. God said, no, you're not.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
He said this is fixing to happen. It ain't no public show.
No, that's right.
No, sir.
Right.
No. But you know who it was for? You.
Amen.
You. He said the angel of the Lord, that pillar of fire, whirled away from me and went to that little wooden room.
Yeah.
Now I've been in tent meetings most of my life. Young life. I ain't never seen no wooden room under no tent. Have you?
No.
You been in tent meetings? Yeah, preached in them and everything. I like it. I love it. But it's just about over with trying to get people to come to a tent. They won't come to an air-conditioned church.
No, they won't.
You say you ain't hit me yet, yeah, just wait a few minutes. I might get I'll come up to your door, okay? That light whirled away, and it hovered over the tent, over that little wooden room. You know what it was doing? It was identifying where God was.
Right.
Because he hung, he set that pillar of fire with Jesus Christ himself.
That's right.
And he hung, right? You remember the interview when Brother Cobb and that other brother come? You go watch the film. Mm-hmm. He said, to my honest opinion, he said that pillar of fire right there, he said, is the angel of the Lord.
Right.
He said, the same one that followed the children of Israel through the wilderness. Right. Said, that's
right.
Him.
Right.
It's been photographed, right?
Amen.
It was over him.
Right.
He was God's voice.
Right.
I said, he was God's voice
right.
to bring you this revelation.
That's right.
He done his job. When he, the seventh angel, shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. What is the mystery of God? It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Should be finished, right? All right, but the finished work, that was it as far as major word prophets come and say. But the next thing, and like the brother said the other night, whichever one of them said it, Brother Brandon never mentioned the eighth verse.
Right, that's right.
Do you know who that was?
Yeah.
That was us.
Yeah.
We're the finished work.
Amen.
We're the Alpha and the Omega now.
Yes, sir.
Because Christ
Amen.
Is there.
Yes, sir.
We're the finished work.
Yes,
and the way you become the finished work is you eat the book.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Well, like a brother said, you got to prophesy again.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, that pillar of fire, Brother Bobby, it left the prophet.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I'm serious.
Yes, sir.
It went, it hovered over it for a little while, and then it went into that room.
Amen.
Right. Right.
Okay? And then he tells Brother Branham, I'm going to meet you
in
there.
That's right.
So when they went in there, where did you see Brother Branham anymore?
Right.
I hope he ain't your God.
Right.
Okay.
Because you'll get offended again.
Amen.
The prophet wasn't seen no more.
No, sir.
The pillar of fire wasn't seen no more. But you listen carefully and you read that vision that he said he had. He said there was a woman. She was oblivious to everything that was going on. Listen, this place was filled with people. All down the sidewalk, everything else, all around the tent,
yes,
all in the tent, waiting for the second return of William Branham.
Amen.
And God said, no.
No,
no, sir.
This won't be a public show.
Amen.
Remember I quoted that a while ago? They went from house to house breaking bread.
Amen.
Who was it? It was the bride.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
It was the bride.
Yes.
And God was with who? Not the world, not with the world church. He was with them daily.
Amen.
Confirming the word
Amen.
With signs and wonders
yes,
and miracles. And if you're here tonight, you need healing. Healing's here for you.
Amen.
Salvation is here for you.
Amen.
Boy, I'm feeling something stirring. A deep calling to the deep.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
What? This woman, brother, did you read it? She was oblivious to everything that was going on. She wasn't even looking at the platform.
No.
She's wanting to see who went in that tent.
That's right.
And wanted to know what was wrong with her. You remember she had some kind of paper?
Yes, sir.
And she's writing it. And then when it come out the other end, there she was. She said, what happened in there?
Right.
She didn't go in.
No.
The prophet was still on the scene.
Right.
Uh-huh. But now she's in.
Amen.
You know what Brother Ben said? That has been thoroughly vindicated before you, that third pole. The opening of the word.
Yes,
the manifestation of where God dwelt.
Amen.
Right?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
He said it's going to take a squeeze and pressure you out
yes, sir.
Of these Amen. Churches and these traditional things.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And the customs of the people. All of that. It gets you away from all of that.
Amen.
And you enter into him. Now that's fulfilling John 14. I go away to prepare a place for you.
Yes, sir.
He didn't say where I was or where I will be. where I am. Where was he? He was in the Father.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
And the Father was in him.
Amen.
Right?
Sure.
I go to prepare a place. I just got through reading the other day the prophet of God, one of those messages right toward the end. He said that place is in Jesus Christ.
Exactly right.
Amen.
If you want the mansion, you're going to have to wait till the new heaven, new earth.
Right.
Brother Ben said there'll be transparent houses and over all up and down there. They say, you look around for me, I'll be up in one of the halls.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'll have my log cabin.
Yeah.
But if you want a mansion, you just might get it. But it ain't going to be up there, it's going to be down here.
There we are.
Glory. Amen.
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 Amen. I'm striving for the prize. That one day I can say, Dad, where's your victory? We'll be changed in a moment.
In the moment.
In a twinkling line. He goes on that 14th chapter and he said, in that day. What day was he talking about? In that day, you'll know.
Hallelujah.
Be no more probing. Be no more wondering,
nope.
But you know I'm in the Father, the Father in me, and I in you.
Right.
And not only that, the world won't see me
no more.
But you see me, for I'll be with you, even in you, even to the end of the world. There's coming an end of the world for this thing right out here.
Amen.
That's right.
But it's already happened on the inside.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
See? And he said, they won't see me, but I'll manifest myself to you. Every time I pick up that Bible, I could read the same scripture every day and get something different out of it. You can't exhaust the word of God.
Oh, sir.
I'll be with you even in you.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You believe that?
Yes, sir.
The very throne of God. Out of the throne of God. Fourth chapter, out of the throne of God proceeded lightnings and thunderings. What is lightning? The prophet of God said, it's a revelation.
That's
it's the enlightening of the word. What is the thunder? It's the very voice of God proceeding out of what? Out of the throne.
Amen.
Out of the throne.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
I've said enough.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Out of the throne.
Out of the throne.
Hallelujah.
I'm born out.